Welcome to Boxcar English, where there's always room for you. Last time on Boxcar English, I was in jail talking to an old man named Luis, who happened to have my same last name. Well, actually, he said his last name was Molina, but in Mexico and other countries where they speak Spanish, people have two last names. And so one of Luis's last names was Magan, like me. Luis asked me how I got into jail. I told him it was a long story. Luis said, "Well, we don't have anything else to do here but sit around and talk." I told him I was afraid he wouldn't believe my story. He said, "I've seen a lot of strange things in my time. I bet you wouldn't believe some of them either." I didn't know how to respond, but Luis smiled at me and said, "I'm all ears." "I'm all ears," he said. He was ready to listen. But could I remember where this story started? It felt like it had started so long ago now. "I'm not sure if I can remember what happened, Luis," I said. I sat there for a second, waiting until it came back to me. "Oh yeah," I said. "It started with me trying to get a passport. I wanted to go to Mexico. I've been wanting to go to Mexico for a long time," I said. Luis raised his eyebrows, like he knew so much about Mexico that he could never tell me everything he knew about Mexico. I didn't know much about Mexico. That's why I wanted to go there. I paused, tried to read his face a little bit, and wondered what kinds of things he was remembering about Mexico. When Luis said, "Go on, Carl." "So, I don't know why I want to go to Mexico," I said. "I've just always had a feeling like I should go there and, I don't know, be there for a while, live there for a while. But you need a passport to go to another country, and I've never had one before. So I found out what to do to get a passport, and as it turns out, you need a birth certificate." Well, I never needed a birth certificate before, and I didn't know how to get one, and I never did get one, actually. You see, I was born in El Paso, Texas, on December 13th, 1983. I know that much. Luis nodded and stroked his mustache. "Well, I have a cousin in Texas, but I hadn't talked to him since we were kids. It was not easy to find his phone number, but I did, and I called him. I was really surprised that he was so mean to me on the phone. He told me bad things about my dad, like he was a thief and a drug addict. I know that's not true, though, because I have some letters that my dad wrote, so I know what he was like. He loved nature, and he told jokes and wrote funny stories in the letters he wrote to my mom. He loved my mom. And he was a little strange, maybe. And I know he liked trains, because he wrote about trains a lot in those letters. He would ride trains and write poems and make drawings and send them to my mother, and she saved them. It's one of the only things I have from my family." Luis had his elbows on his knees and was looking ahead, the fingertips on his hands touching each other. His hands looked like a spider's web. I continued the story. So, after the phone call with my cousin, I felt sad and confused. I didn't know what to do. Usually, when I feel like that, the first thing I do is take my dog for a walk. So I did. Well, as I was walking, I went by an old train yard. I guess I was thinking about my father. And I saw a freight train stopped there. It looked like it had been stopped there for years and wasn't going to move ever again. And I thought about my father, how much I wished I could see him, and I thought about how he used to ride trains, and I jumped on the train with my little dog, Shelby. I just wanted to look around, see what it was like. I didn't really think the train was gonna move. But the train started moving as soon as we were on it. I could have jumped right off, but I didn't. I rode for several hours until sunset when the train stopped again. I jumped off and slept in the woods. And the next day, I felt so good. I felt better than I had in a long, long time, like I was finally on the adventure I needed to be on. Then, very strangely, I saw my cat. Her name is Pink. And I saw my house, there where I live, in Haytown. I thought the train had taken me far away, but it hadn't at all. We must have just gone in a circle around my house. But a train track that runs in a circle? It just doesn't make sense. I took a breath because I was coming to the strangest part of this whole story. I said, "I don't know if I can go on, Luis. This part's gonna make me sound crazy." Luis said it didn't matter. He said that in this world, everybody's crazy. And again, he said, "I'm all ears." I went on with the story. I tried to get in my house, but I couldn't find my key, so I thought I would try to get in through a window. I found a window that was not completely closed in the back of the house. I pushed it up and was starting to climb through it when I saw someone else in my house. Someone else living in my house. And that person I saw, he thought I was trying to break into his house, even though I was sure it was my house, and he called the police on me. When the police came, I tried to show them my driver's license and to tell them I lived there. But they said I was wrong. They said I really didn't live there anymore. And they said my driver's license was out of date, and my street had a different name now, and the world was a different world. And I thought they were crazy. But then, when they drove me across Haytown in the police car to this jail, so many things had changed about my town in one day that I saw it was true. I checked to see how Luis was reacting. He was just frowning and slowly nodding. "Do you think I'm crazy?" I asked him. He put a hand on my shoulder. It was the first time anyone had touched me in a nice way in that jail. "No, Carl," said Luis. "You're not crazy. I know you're telling the truth. I know from my own experience, because I rode here on that same train. That's all for this time, friends. I can't wait to see you again on the next episode of Boxcar English, where there's always room for you.